Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, I hope you get this and I hope you get me. I wake up in the morning and think, how can we tell the truth and how can we make a difference? And I hope we are doing that today. I am blessed to have a cross-section of friends from all backgrounds, races, colors, and creeds. And when I want the truth, I reach out to the men who tell the truth and the women who tell nothing but the truth. I got to read you this note that I got from this amazing woman this morning on her way into work. It's beautiful, actually. Her name is Rochelle Parker. Okay? I posted this morning that I get beat up because I support police, and I do. People hate me for it. Please know that this isn't all about cops. In fact, the weeding out of the evil law enforcement is a good thing for the heroes that are wearing a badge. I have police officers that are family members, and they deserve not to be thought of in the same light as the few hateful people who abuse their power. In addition, we cannot heal what we do not acknowledge. Caucasians, as recent as the last few months, have committed mass murders, shot at cops, walked down the street in machine guns, and were arrested without incident. African Americans are being killed over traffic stops. The disaster at the Capitol would have been a bloodbath had there been African Americans. The comments on your page are unbelievable. I literally had to stop reading them. I worry for my youngest grandchildren. Speaking of, when is the last time that you heard a Caucasian child accidentally being killed or tragically put in handcuffs by a cop? I can think of several black children off the top of my head under the age of 10. I'm very grateful for her and her honesty and her compassion. I had to snag Sheldon Williams. I consider him a friend. He's highly regarded. He's a retired cop. He's African-American. Jump in here, sir. Your take on Chauvin and where we're headed next as a culture, as an African-American, and quite frankly, as a police officer for life, which is what you are.
Thank you, Marty, first for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to be invited to speak to these matters. And post-Chauvin verdict, I think there has to be a sensitivity to what the public is demanding. And the outcry from such a wide range of individuals who want some notice to be taken about police interactions and the issues involving police. And I will say that everybody will say it. You'll hear many people make the statement that lumping everybody in similarly to the Chauvin incident is unfair, and actually it's ignorant, right, to do such. But I would also speak to Marty that we can't quickly, I say we collectively, did not individually, we cannot conflate opinions about every police incident into the Chauvin incident as well. You were making comments about the incident in Columbus where there was a young lady who was armed, who was attempting to cause harm to others when their officers arrived on the scene, and the officer used deadly force. That resulted in deadly force. I will say that the officer used his deadly force option to stop the threat, but the intent behind it is to stop the threat, not just go in with the mindset that says that I am intending to kill, is to use that weapon to stop the threat. And I don't know how much more textbook you can get in that incident,
right,
when you see that going with a person in his arm. Now, I understand this is where I will say there has to be an outcry of public for transparency. That's appropriate. That says we want full transparency in this incident so we can come to know exactly what went down and so that people can understand what was the justification for the use of force. But because it happened in such close proximity to the Chauvin verdict and this, that, and the other, some people are, again, making that the issue, saying, here we go again. And I'm just careful not to do those because it's not fair to do.
Sheldon Williams, who I respect and admire, let's be honest, man, you grew up, you worked in an era where you were rare because you're an African-American in the ranks in a leadership position. I'm guessing you saw things that made you sick. Let's fast forward to today. Should every cop, as a result of the past and these camera-caught incidents, be classified as a criminal? And how much harm does that do, sir?
Oh, well, first of all, thank goodness that we are able to see some of the information, and it supports both sides, yeah, if you will, the police officer side and the public side. There are incidents that emerge that you could raise question about the conduct of the officers during those situations, and the body cam and other camera angles helps us to understand those, and then we need to speak to those issues when they rise to the level of being improper or excessive. But also, it also could exonerate officers in their conduct whenever you see what's happening, when there's a complaint or an allegation of use of force, excessive or the like. Then you can have this as evidence. But I think, too, that what we have to understand, and I hope our law enforcement community fully understands that there is a sentiment that exists across this nation. You can go to any state and pick any type of community. And why is it that all across this whole country, there are issues arising with law enforcement, yes, community and policing in black and brown communities? Yes, so there's this issue. And I will say, not all of it is the police officers go with the intent to do things in this community to disparage the people. But let's talk about the culture of policing that it has existed for such a long time and not say that we just broadly accept it. Let's talk about it. There are issues there. And what I would say moving forward is that we cannot accept policing that takes the notion that police officers should be assertive in their duties. Being assertive means they're firmly grounded in their training and experience and knowledge of law and use of force. And then they can go and dispatch those duties and be assertive because they're confident in their capabilities.
Right.
But assertiveness should not be, you can't take assertiveness and then miscarry that, and then officers get into what would be more assaultive and aggressive, and then think that there can be this blanketed approval whenever they go into certain communities and assert that this is called assertiveness. No, what we say is there are certain places where the conduct of officers, the escalation towards certain actions seems to be much quicker in some places where you can get to that decision-making than you see in other communities. And I just think that there needs to be a wake-up and say, how are we policing in some communities? Not to divide it. We have to always say that we are the community. It's not a us versus them, and the sentiment gets carried even by our public. Those who do criminal acts, it becomes this sentiment that the bad guy, the perp, this bad person, well, the act that they did was bad, but the officer has to respond in trying to make sure that they're doing their conduct or doing their duties, that they look and assess the whole scene and respond to what they are observing at the time. Chauvin's incident, that whole thing from, and if I had to pick it apart, there could be some levels, and I'm careful when I say this,
yes,
there could be some levels of justification in their interpretation that says that they were trying to get control of him.
Right.
But the prolonged aspect of that went to absolutely improper and excessive, and there was no regard for George Floyd during the whole commission of that incident, where they were looking at the incident and saying, okay, now how do we reevaluate? It was a blatant disregard. And for that was so excessive and alarming. And to look at that, I don't know how any reasonable officer looks at that and says, I can see justification for what happened. Forget the length of time. If it was longer than 2 minutes, we said 9 minutes, 29 seconds, it was like this timing thing. If you're looking at what's happening, where are they evaluating? This is what this man is saying. Yes, he's under crisis, he's under stress. Am I complicating this by my own actions and then be able to de-escalate from there? And so policing has to look at that and say, not just stand on the premise that I feel like I'm right because I'm covered by law. We have to go in and say, is it justifiable? Is it reasonable in my actions? And then those perceptions that the public really gives a lot of latitude to our police officers to make these quick second decisions, but they also should put on the responsibility that says you should be experienced, you should be trained enough to be able to go through the whole swath of decision making so that you can bring this to a plausible resolution.
Sheldon, you're amazing, man. Thank you, sir, for your honesty and your wisdom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
All
right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.